Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas, right here in El Paso. Today's guest is Steve Stafford. He's a professor of metallurgical and materials engineering. And Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Keith. Glad to be here.
What do you do in the way of research? What's your area?
I think you would probably define it as materials behavior in extreme environments. So that incorporates some of the work that my students have done in bone replacements, joint replacements. The human body is a fairly complex environment to be designing replacement components. So that we have a group of people working in that area. But right now I'd like to tell you about what we're doing in a newly formed organization on campus. It's called CASMAR. That's the Center for Advanced Space Science and Mission Assurance Research. And we're working with a former astronaut who's a UTEP graduate. That's Danny Olivas. We've recently hired an executive director, Darren Cohn. And we have a number of graduate students and undergraduate research assistants that are participating in the study of the Columbia space shuttle wreckage. So we're trying to understand fundamentally what goes on to material systems when they're exposed to the extreme environment of reentry from Earth orbit. So we know that there are some issues with the breakup of the Columbia that we are exploring with some of the wreckage that is actually on campus right now. We're looking at how these materials have been altered by exposure. We have a concern for the application of titanium alloys for aerospace and any kind of space vehicle, because titanium, it appears, has the ability to combust. And so the heat generated from the titanium's degradation then would accelerate the deterioration of other components of much lower melting temperatures. Danny had done, with a group, had done some studies on some of the glass that was on the Columbia and actually showed that there was titanium deposits on glass components that were actually forward of where the titanium was serving in a structural capacity. And so, you know, we're understanding the flight dynamics as it broke up. What was the vehicle experiencing? What could we have done now as we go forward with so many commercial space entities out there wanting to look at space flight conditions? You know, we really need to learn all that we can from the Columbia. And I think if we don't go into the forensics of that, I think we're going to regret that. And so I think that's a major part of what we're trying to do right now.
How big a piece of debris do you need in order to get good information?
Well, if you came over and saw all that we have, you know, skin surfaces, we have window panels, we have a lot of the structural components that serve to attach the crew module to the actual fuselage of the vehicle itself. We have some of the cargo bay components. We have an assembly of things that from a first perspective we would like to explore further. And really, I think we owe it to the crew of the Columbia to really exploit everything that we can from that wreckage. And about 40% of it was recovered, and it is now in storage at the Kennedy Space
47%.
Center. 47%.
About 40%. But I think pieces are... happened. I mean, yeah. They were searching all over. Phenomenal job in collecting all that information. Steve Stafford, Department of Metallurgy and Materials Engineering, thank you very much for being here. This has been another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.